Bunny by Christina Buchanan.
He was 75 and he was going to make some changes in his life with the help of Sam, his social worker, and Dr. Kumar, the nice doctor at Westfields. Sam had helped him find a new place, a small flat above the dry cleaners in Wood Street. It was nothing like the pretty little retirement bungalow where he had lived with Margaret, and Margaret wouldn't be there, of course. But it was fine. He didn't need lots of space just for him. The bungalow was gone, flames licking the dark sky. He could still hear Margaret screaming. Dr. Kumar asked him about the new place. Would Bunny be around? No, Bunny hadn't been around for a long while. The doctor nodded approvingly. Joe knew Dr. Kumar disapproved of Bunny, thought him a bad influence, so he didn't add that his friend didn't like it at Westfields. All those sad, disturbing people. Bunny didn't feel comfortable there. Joe stirred his coffee. In the bungalow, there would have been all sorts of odd jobs to do for Margaret. Now the bungalow had gone, and Margaret had gone, and he found there wasn't much to do. He liked to get out, have coffee in the cafe in Wood Street. There were lots of interesting people there. Sometimes Joe would smile at them, hoping for a cheery exchange of words, but see their eyes quickly dart away. He knew he looked a bit uncared for somehow, now that Margaret was no longer fussing over him. "Fuss, fuss, fuss," Bunny would say. He didn't mind Margaret, although Margaret was a bit sniffy about Bunny. Joe missed Bunny, but Bunny was gone, and Dr. Kumar said it would be much better for everyone if he never came back. "You do know he's not real, don't you?" the doctor asked. And Joe nodded. He found it best. They went back a long way, Joe and Bunny. When he was very young, Bunny slept in Joe's bed, his long grey woolly ears tickling Joe's chin. Later they had adventures together, Bunny riding in the pannier of Joe's bike, always wearing his jaunty red and yellow checked waistcoat, his funny, toothy grin encouraging daredevilry. Constant chums. One day, Bunny was nowhere to be found. Dad was in the garden poking a bonfire with a big stick. Somewhere in the flames, Joe could see a scrap of red and yellow checked fabric, curling and twisting. Bright sparks shot into the blue air. "You're too old for silly toys now," Dad said. Later that day, cycling past the disused scout hut, Joe heard Bunny's voice in his ear. "Make the sparks! Go on!" goaded Bunny. "You're back," said Joe in wonder. "Course I'm back," said Bunny. "I'll never leave you. Go on, there's some matches in the pannier. Make the sparks!" The flat in Wood Street was all electric. Sam said that was a good thing, much easier, no faffing around with a gas ring. Sam checked all Joe's cupboards, plenty of tins and packets. Might be good to get some fresh stuff in, he suggested, lifting a box of matches off the windowsill and pocketing it. There had been a bit of a fuss about the scout hut. "Fuss, fuss, fuss," said Bunny. Joe left the cafe and walked along Wood Street, breathing in the cold autumn air. There had been other times after the scout hut, of course, but he and Bunny had grown clever, picking their moments, only ever watching the conflagration from the back of the crowd. "Look at the sparks!" Bunny would cry in glee, as glowing stars flew into the air. Life during the Margaret years had been quiet and content. Sometimes Margaret would let Joe have a bonfire in the back garden. But Bunny was a bit funny about bonfires. It wasn't the same, he said. And sometimes Joe would stare into the flames and think he could see a little scrap of red and yellow fabric, twisting and curling, and he would hurriedly poke the ashes. No, it wasn't the same. "This is boring," Bunny said. "You need to branch out." And then there had been the night of the bungalow. It was all Bunny's fault. He wouldn't leave Joe in peace. He wouldn't shut up. Joe missed Margaret. She was okay, though. She hadn't been hurt, just shocked. She was living with her sister in Norfolk now. All their memories, she said, had gone up in flames that terrible night. She was very sad, he knew. Perhaps he could write to her, say how sorry he was for everything. At the end of Wood Street, there was a little newsagent's with a stand of postcards outside. He could choose a nice postcard for Margaret. Would Sam and Dr. Kumar think that a good idea? Joe didn't know. He selected a scene of rolling green hills. Margaret would like that. Opened the door of the shop and walked in. A rush of warm air greeted him. He went to the counter, behind which he could see cigarettes. Of course, he didn't smoke. With boxes of matches. Joe stared at them, clutching his postcard. "Buy the matches," whispered a familiar voice in his ear. "You're back," said Joe in wonder. "Course I'm back," said Bunny. "I'll never leave you."